Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Friends, it goes without saying that humans like to eat and to drink a lot. And we Christians like to eat and drink a lot together. Amen?
Amen.
But I wonder how often we think about what we are proclaiming as we eat and drink, specifically when we gather for Holy Communion. The Apostle Paul told the Christian community in Corinth that as often as you eat and drink, you proclaim the Lord's death. What does that mean? What exactly are we proclaiming? I think proclamation is something different from a food review. Now, I love a good food review. In fact, my favorite is a series of videos called Sandwiches of History, which is essentially a guy, Barry, who makes weird sandwiches from very old cookbooks, like 1001 sandwiches from the year 1910, or a spiral-bound cookbook of the Ladies' Aid Society in Buzzard's Bladder, Utah, for example. Whether it's peanut butter and anchovy, or pickled herring and Velveeta, Barry, the Sandwiches of History guy, gives them all a fair try and then gives them a rating. It's a ridiculously satisfying trip into history and a great diversion from the events of today at times. There's something comforting about recreating something from the past. There's something special about rediscovering meals our ancestors enjoyed. For example, what will be on your Easter table this year? There may be some family china or grandmother's linens or a few recipes that absolutely must be there every year without fail. But tonight, we are not gathered to recreate an historic meal. We are not here to enjoy a sandwich of history, thanks be to God. Amen. It is true, though, that we share this table with our ancestors in the faith, our Jewish ancestors in the faith, and with Jesus and his first disciples who gathered for their Passover meal. We also share this table with Christians across the globe throughout all times and places who come to the table with hungry bellies, hearts, and souls. We come together to hear the words we know by heart. This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So in this sense, this is both an historic and a family meal. But the Apostle Paul has reminded us that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We proclaim the Lord's death. Do you know what else is called proclamation? Preaching. In other words, each time we come together to break the bread and share the cup, we are not only eating, we are preaching. You are preaching. And what is the message of that sermon? Your sermon. What is it that together we preach to the world when we do the seemingly simple act of sharing the bread and the cup accompanied by the word of God? I think the message of this ongoing table sermon is simple, but powerful. There is enough. There is enough bread. There is enough wine. There is enough room at the table. There is enough forgiveness through the cross to cover my sins and your neighbors and, yes, our enemies. There is enough of God's love to go around the world and back again. This is not what we are remembering when we come to the table. This is what we are proclaiming. This is what we are doing. Together with Christ, we're shifting the axis of the world just a little bit at each meal, because what we share is neither the bread of yesterday or the cup of history, but rather the foundational meal of all our tomorrows. We're preaching, not only to ourselves, but to the world, that there is enough love and justice and mercy. There has always been enough. Sometimes we're preaching that enough is enough. Amen? Let us preach that sermon loudly and proudly tonight, and every time we gather at the Lord's table, and then continue that proclamation as we enter our broken and hurting world. For as often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen.